This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today, we are diving right in, talking about the difference between working in your life and working on your life. This came up briefly at Ascend, but it's not something we spent a lot of time on. It kind of came up in the course of Q&As, and so I made a list of some things that came up quickly, but we didn't really dive into because we had so many other things to talk about. I wanted to revisit that here on the podcast. The distinction, working on your life versus in your life. It can be a tricky one. It can be a place where a lot of us get stuck. And I will back up a little bit and tell you how and when this came up for me, when I started really thinking a lot about this. As you know, I am a business owner. Primal Potential is my baby. It is about 3.5 years old, so truly just a baby. And up until this point, I've done more or less everything by myself. I write all my content. I respond to every email. I record every podcast and then I tag it, I upload it, I write the show notes, I schedule it out, you name it. I do every social media post, write every email, create every checkout page, every sales page. I've done it all. And that's great because there's a lot to be done. But I found myself in this place where I was really maxed out. There were so many tasks to do and only me to do them. And I felt like I couldn't create more efficient processes because I was so busy in task management, task execution. Everybody would say to me, you need to hire help. But I was so busy doing tasks and projects that I felt needed to be done that I didn't have the time to slow down enough to work on my business, to train someone, to make things more efficient or more streamlined. Where I was at was it was faster to do it myself than to sacrifice the short-term expediency of getting things done for the sake of long-term efficiency. And there were things I wanted to change, whether it was updating breaking barriers or changing the way certain things are delivered or creating more tools for the podcast, but I didn't have time. It was the essence of a very common business problem. I was too busy working in my business that I had no time and wasn't creating priority for working on my business. Working in my business was the daily grind, the hustle, writing blogs, recording podcasts, answering emails, updating accounting records, paying bills, fixing issues on my site. I was working and am working 7 days a week, 365 days a year to get through the daily hustle, the daily grind. It's so easy to get buried in those items that you don't ever step back or feel like you can step back, feel like you have the time to step back and say, how can I make this better? How can I make this more efficient? Where could a process be put in place? Because every time those thoughts cross your mind, you think, I don't have time. I'm too busy. There's a difference between what the owner wants and what the business needs. And of course, this is true beyond business. There is a difference between what you want and what you need. And the quicker we are to identify this, the more consistently we are acknowledging these differences, the more able we are to make good decisions. I'll give you an example. I have recorded thousands and thousands of voice notes in response to Facebook posts and emails. It would be awesome to create, even if only for myself, a library by topic so I can reference it when similar questions come up. Have I answered this before? Or even for coordinating content for my upcoming book or podcasts. But I'm so busy doing all of the other necessary things that I feel like I don't have the time to do something, even when that something would make my life and my business easier and more effective, something that would improve the business. It's like being in a canoe with holes in it and you're so busy paddling and bailing that you're just saying you don't have time to stop and patch the holes. I get it. It's a real feeling. It's also a failing strategy. Because yes, you're busy and you'll always be busy and you can stay very busy. But while you're staying busy, you're also choosing to be ineffective and you're exhausting yourself. It cannot be all tactic, no strategy all the time and expect to sustain growth or progress or just maintain results. And the same is true in life. You can't be all tactic all the time, all busy all the time, tasks and execution. We tend to be so busy working in our lives that we don't slow down to work on our lives. And therefore, everything is harder and we're more tired than we need to be. We don't have time to eat healthy or to work out because we're getting to work, doing our jobs, driving the kids around, doing laundry, cutting up oranges for soccer practice, taking care of our parents, paying the bills. It's classic. Too busy working in your life that you don't have time or energy to work on your life. But to be successful, you have to change this. You have to change. This has to change. What you do, how you operate, your daily tasks and actions, they have to change. You have to be willing to act differently, choose differently, prioritize differently so that you get different results. But it's not easy. There's not a simple recipe, but it is possible. Several months ago, I was doing a challenge with my master's club. I think it was back in August. And I committed to them that every day for 66 days, I was going to give myself a daily, cheesy, hour of power. And it wasn't like reading and writing and meditating and saying affirmations. It was basically an hour a day of not doing. An hour a day of not working, not responding to emails, not writing, not recording, not on social media, not making to-do lists, just thinking and being quiet. And I will tell you for sure that every day I felt like I did not have time for that hour because I had too many other things to do. But that hour, as hard as it was every single day, it gave me more ideas for content. It gave me more peace of mind, more patience. I was more focused and more productive when I did get to work, and I was happier because I was slowing down and I wasn't in such a frenzy all the time. It's kind of like that cliche saying for those people who think they don't have 30 minutes to meditate, you need to find an hour. Because you can't stay in the trap of being penny wise and pound foolish, busy for a day, busy for a week, but then not using your time wisely to move towards your goals, increase your energy, improve your mood, and so you have a year of treading water. I wish I had all the answers here, but I'm just beginning to work this out for myself. For my business, it started by me asking myself every single day, 7 days a week, what is one thing I am able and willing to do to work on my business today instead of in my business. One day it was as simple as coming up with a list of 5 people who have some of the skills to do some tech work I need to do and contacting one of them each day. That was just one thing. Another day it was coming up with 5 ways to make the winter fat loss fast track better. And then for the 4 days after that, it was putting one of them into motion. And I would challenge myself to do that thing, that one thing I identified that I could do to work on my business instead of in my business, to do that first thing in the day before I got into email or Facebook or content creation. Now I'm doing 2 things every single day to work on my business instead of in my business. That includes working with a designer to redo my website and make that better. It includes going through things like expenses and eliminating what's not critical instead of just rushing through accounting every month going, oh, do I really need that? I'll deal with it later. I don't have time right now. Making the time, creating the time. It includes going back through past workshop or conference notes and implementing one idea, things like that. You have to be intentional about it or else you'll just continue to be busy and taxed, but not effective, right? Maybe you can work on your life instead of just in your life by figuring out how to cut expenses so you can afford to hire a cleaning person to come in once a month. Maybe it's worth it to you to get rid of cable, or at least premium cable, to afford to have somebody come clean your house once a month so that you're not so busy with those tasks and you can use that time, and also the time freed up by not having cable, to work on your life instead of in it. Or maybe you decide to call and set up that appointment with your financial advisor instead of continuing to be stressed out about your investments or your retirement. Maybe it's as simple as, I'm going to bed early tonight, I'll watch that show tomorrow. Or maybe it's about eating clean today, or connecting to somebody that really matters to you and making an effort to make that relationship better. Maybe you could create a list of the things you do that are working in your life and things you could do to be working on your life. And choose to pull from both lists every day. Working in your life could include things like laundry, work, cleaning, running errands, driving, paying bills, commuting, whatever it is for you. Working on your life could be studying to go back to school, exercising, meditating, reaching out to somebody to find answers on a project that you really aren't sure what the next steps are for, calling your accountant. I had a conversation just this afternoon with my CrossFit coach about this. He's taking his level 3 exam in just over a month, and he's feeling the pressure to study, but he explained that he comes into the gym, and he's coaching, he's training, he's doing facility stuff, and by the time he gets home, he's just beat, and he crashes, and he's not studying in the evenings. This is that, working in your life and not on your life. He wants to pass this exam. You have to be intentional. Get up earlier. Stay away from things that you don't need to be doing. Work on your life. I tagged him today in a post on Instagram that said, can you set aside 15 minutes today to work on your dream? Can you set aside 15 minutes today to work on your dream? When you feel like you aren't sure what that could be, ask yourself, what's one step you could take to move in that direction? That's a helpful way for me to get unstuck when I'm feeling overwhelmed by a project or a goal and I don't know where to start or where to begin. What's one small step I could take? I've been feeling that way with my tiny house recently. Oh boy. So most of you guys have heard, I'm building a tiny house. I need to decide where I'm going to put it. And I've been putting off that decision until after Ascend because I had too many other things going on. And then this week, every call I made was a closed door. It's not legal to have that here, or we don't have any space, any availability. And so I started to feel a little stuck. What do I do from here? Make one phone call. Ask one person. When you feel stuck, don't fixate on the confusion. Fixate on, is there somebody who could give me a resource? Is there somebody who could point me in a direction? Is there a question I can Google or an expert I can Google and then reach out to? Just identify the next step. Just identify one step. Even if it's not the perfect step, if it will get you an answer, point you in a direction, do that thing. Don't wait. Keep pushing. Find a way to take a step forward and ultimately spend more time working on your life than you are working in your life. I am in this with you guys, working on this one every day in my personal life as well as my professional life. Just start. Start by identifying what are all of the things that are rat race kind of things, tasks, checklists, things that keep me busy. The things that are working in my life. And then what is really working on my life? What are the things I could do that help me create the life I want, the future I want, the relationships I want, the body I want, the health I want, whatever it is? Which of those can I make sure to take action on today? I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.